It's 11-11. With hundreds of products recalled each year, it's hard to always keep up and get the message that a particular item is no longer safe. And since parents are always looking for the best ways to keep their kids safe, it's important to know how to navigate the system and where to look for product information. To help us out with that, Kimberly Palmer, Alpha Consumer blogger at U.S. News & World Report and author of Generation Earn. Great to have you back, Kimberly. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
So is it best to start off by looking at government websites like the Consumer Product Safety Commission, things like that, and signing up for email alerts?
That is one of the easiest ways to make sure that you're always among the first to know if there is a product recall. And you can do that by going to recalls.gov and putting in your email address. But if you're the kind of person that likes to check things by phone, you have a smartphone, you can also download one of the apps. So the government actually has a recall app, and then a handful of companies have actually launched their own apps too. So that's another way to make sure you always know when there is a recall.
Are there some non-government sites that also have this kind of information?
There is. One really useful one is safekids.org. They have a lot of tips, and they also have the same recall information. And then there's a handful of sites launched by moms. One popular one is called safetymom.com, and they offer all kinds of strategies, make sure you keep your home safe, and also letting you know that there's dangerous product categories, so not just recalls, but types of products that tend to cause dangers around children.
Kimberly, it's also important for parents to just try and steer clear of some dangerous products. And while we're talking about recalls, what are some of those that parents should perhaps take a second look at?
Yes, well, a big one that's been in the news a lot is magnets. There are these high-powered small magnets that kids like to play with, and some of them actually even play with them by pretending their tongue is pierced, putting them in their mouths, and of course that can of course lead to them swallowing them by accident. And if you swallow more than one of those magnets, it can really wreak havoc inside of you and be extremely harmful. So you definitely want to make sure that doesn't happen. And also something that seems fun, like trampolines. A lot of people love having a trampoline in their backyard, mm-hmm. but they're actually leading to so many injuries that the American Academy of Pediatrics recommends you don't have any kind of trampoline outside.
Kimberly, in terms of getting the information that you need, is there any advantage when you purchased a product of filling out that registration card? Does that get you more information about the product, or in the event that there is a recall, or does that simply get you on a list for additional marketing?
No, it's actually something that's so easy to throw away and you think it's just for marketing. But if you do fill it out, it's definitely a good idea to do so, because then if the product is recalled, you will get an alert from the company. So especially if it's something like a baby product, like a car seat or a high chair, where we do see a lot of recalls, you always want to make sure you fill that out.
All right. Great advice as always. Thanks, Kimberly.
Thank you.
And you could read more about it at WTOP.com. Search recalls.
It's 11:14.